Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. The hot, humid weather that's been hanging around for days is sticking around even longer. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So the humidity kept temperatures kept it nice and sticky with temperatures in the mid-70s overnight, and it's feeling pretty swampy this morning. How warm and humid is it going to get today?
Yeah, the humidity is going to be quite the thing that we'll have to contend with over the next few days. Temperatures this afternoon get into the lower, perhaps a few middle 90s showing up. Nothing like, by the way, 1975 on this date when Boston hit 103, Providence 102, one of the hottest days ever recorded in all of New England. So the heat is on, but not quite as bad as it was back then.
103 and 102. Yeah, I can't hardly believe it. What about tomorrow?
So tomorrow looks like we'll have some more clouds around the area. So I think that's going to keep temperatures just under 90 degrees. It's still going to be very humid. We'll have a few showers and thunderstorms around the area. And that pattern is going to continue into Saturday as well, with a lot of clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms. Of course, we've got the PMC challenge this weekend. Unfortunately, there are going to be showers and thunderstorms around throughout the ride. I can't say whether, you know, where the biker is going to hit a particular shower, but they are under the gun for showers during the ride.
When they get to the Cape, will they find any relief?
There won't be any relief in terms of humidity. It will be a little bit less hot down there, but still very sticky in the upper 80s, in the upper 70s to mid 80s. A little less chance of showers towards the Cape and the Islands. Folks have probably noticed that as the showers have been moving eastward all week long, they kind of die out. And the Cape, of course, the outer tip of Cape Cod is further out in the ocean, so chances of showers there are even less.
So look ahead for us. Any breaks in this warm weather coming?
Not really. As a matter of fact, I see it getting even warmer here as we head for early next week. There's a possibility of 3 days in a row of 90 degrees, maybe Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in some areas, especially inland. So that's another one of these heat waves. Temperatures will not break any records, but this humidity is going to stick around. We may see a slight drop in the humidity Sunday into Monday. It's not going to be comfortable, but it just may not be quite as oppressive as it is today. I'm just trying to find the silver lining in all the humidity.
Doesn't sound like you found it yet.
No, not yet. We're going to have to wait a bit. Probably mid-month, I think we'll see a bit of a pattern change.
Well, there's always September as well.
let's not rush the summer away.
All right. Let me ask one more question, if I might.
Sure.
For those with lawns and gardens, they're actually outside of thunderstorms. There hasn't been a lot of rain this summer. Is that going to change?
Yeah, it depends on where you are. As you get west of 495, it's been a little bit better. East, southeastern Massachusetts, when we had a bit of rain, even in the Boston area about a week ago, they really missed out on that. So those are the areas that are driest. We're actually not presently under any sort of drought advisory or anything like that. So with these showers and thunderstorms over the next few days, we may be able to make up a little bit of ground, but I don't see any real regular precipitation, not that abnormal. And by the way, let me leave you with this. There is a heat advisory for interior Essex County today on up through Manchester. Temperatures there will actually feel the hottest of all of southern New England.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too.